your wonderful pastor. First time of meeting her, but I want you to know my first time, and I really have fell in love with her. Amen. In a place that I've never been before, but I feel, although that I'm in the house of God. Amen. To praise Him and to give Him all the glory. It's so good to see each of you, and perhaps some of you know me and some of you do not. But I want you to know that I'm just an old country preacher.
Glory.
Whom God called out of Woolwine, Virginia, to tell the good news. I have a cousin here, two cousins. Amen. And I guess it's one cause of me being here. My first cousin, Joe Lewis Henry. Amen. So good to have him. And my cousin, Pauline Moore, she told me, said, anytime you be going someplace at night in a revival or what have you, stop and pick me up. I want to go with you. So I called her on this afternoon and let her know I was on my way here. And she says, I'm Mrs. Freddy, I'll be ready. Amen. So it's good to be here, and we're not going to hold you too long. I'm not a long-winded preacher. I believe in just telling you the good news, sitting down, and giving a benediction and go home. Now, I want your beloved pastor and this great congregation to know it's the same distance. Amen. From Spencer, Virginia. It's here in Martinsville on Fed Street. So when you get the invitation, I don't want you to say not over. When I say Andy, I want you to say over. Here I come.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
I love your theme that you have chosen for this great revival. Overflowing.
Yes.
Overflow. And you know there is, from time to time, we feel different containers. And it gets to the point that they only can hold so much.
All right, say so
fast. And if you will keep filling, eventually they will overflow.
Yes.
Well, as Christians, we should be overflowing.
Yes.
With the Spirit, the power of God Almighty.
Amen.
With joy and happiness and
yes.
peace.
Glory, glory.
Oh, we know we are living in a world that there's so much confusion, so much trouble.
Yes.
But one thing about it, as Christian, we know we have someone on our side.
Yes, we do.
That will fight our battle for us.
Yes.
But we must keep the faith.
Yes.
And have all hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
My Lord.
In the 15th chapter of Romans, Paul's letter, 13th verse. Now the God of hope have filled you with all joy. And peace and believing. Now, I want you to notice there in Paul's letter and what he is saying. First of all, in order to have faith and hope in God, you must first believe.
Yes, yes.
And he says, and believing that ye may abound in hope
yes, yes.
through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So if we have the Holy Ghost,
yeah.
we have power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have hope.
That's right.
We have trust
yeah.
in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And regardless of what we are going through,
come on, Pat.
If we have hope in God,
yeah.
He will see us through.
Yes, he
Amen. And backing up in the first verse of this letter. It says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmity of the wicked and not to please ourselves. Did you get that? Amen. We find too many folks today, especially in the church, please them own says and all fall them says. But we must be concerned not only about our members of our congregation, but we should be concerned about the condition of this world. Amen. We now need some help. And the help, the power from God to go through now what we are dealing with. Amen. And then, if you notice, on the second verse, and then he said, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good edification. Amen. Then he goes on in the 13th verse. Now the God of hope fills you. We must be filled. Amen. With the power of God. Amen. In this letter of Paul, this letter is from Paul, Jesus Christ's slave, chose by God to be an apostle and sent out to preach the good news. Amen. That good news was promised long ago by God through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. It is good news about his son Jesus, who came as a man. Amen. Born into the King David royal family line. And Jesus Christ our Lord was shown to be the Son of God when God's powerful raised him from the dead by the means of the Holy Spirit through Christ. God has given us the privilege, amen, and the authority to tell Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? We are. We are the Gentiles. And amen, God has made it possible for the Gentiles to know, amen, God is the God whom we serve, that we can put all our trust and hope in him when we're going through hard trials and tribulation, that who will fight our battle in a time we are dealing with today. Amen. So everywhere, everywhere what God has done for them so that they will believe and obey him. We should obey our God. Amen. We should be faithful unto him. Because of him, we are who we are today. And we cannot do anything without God. But with God, we can do all things through him who has strengthened us. Amen. So ain't you glad? Amen. That you are a child of God? You glad that you have God on your side? That you can put all your trust and hope in him, that he will fight your battle for you. Amen. I'm glad about it, church, that I am a true believer of God. I have all my trust in him, and I'm leaning and I'm depending on Jesus. Amen. And he will not let me fall. Amen. Bring glory. We should be bringing glory to his name. Of overflowing with joy, happiness, and peace. And giving God praise for who he is. Amen. Romans 5 and 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, by whom also we have access by the faith unto his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We should be rejoicing. Amen. As saints, we shouldn't be sad. We shouldn't be worried. We have our hope. We truly believe that God will bring our hope and our trust to pass. Amen. In Romans 5, 15 and 13. Now the God of hope fills you, again, this is your theme, with all joy and peace and believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. When we have the power of God and overflowing with so much, we ought to reach out and tell somebody that we know somebody that can save anybody. Amen. That's our responsibility. Amen. We ought to reach out. Amen. Here in Martinsville, this is your kickoff revival. Amen. And somebody ought to be out in the street, round the corner, telling folks the good news about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Tell them. Doesn't make any difference who he may be or what he looked like or what have happened in the past. Tell them that God still loves them. Amen. And God will save them. Amen. God did not come on this earth for those who are saved. He come for the unsaved. Isn't that right? That's our responsibility. Is to get out there and tell people about the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Tell them that Jesus died for them. Tell them he's a healer. Tell them, glory to God, that he's a savior. And he will save them from their sin. Doesn't make any difference if he's a dope pusher or what he may be. God, amen, will save them through by confession. And sometimes we in the church, we haven't got too holy, too sanctified. That somewhere along the line we may make a mistake.
That's right. That's right.
Not intentionally.
That's right.
But by ignorance.
That's right.
That we will sin.
Yes.
By ignorance. And what shall we do? Is to turn to Jesus.
Amen.
And ask him for forgiveness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's really just and willing.
Amen.
To forgive.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And if he forgive us. Because we have confessed, we have been baptized, and believe before going down and being baptized that we believe that he is the Son of a living God. Amen. So we have made a confession. And therefore, when we make a mistake, all we have to do is just turn to Jesus and say, Lord, forgive me. And he will forgive. But we have some stubborn, stiff-necked folks in the church. They know they do wrong. And they mistreat their pastor sometimes, but making statements they should not. Oh, y'all not hearing me. And the Bible says if you have an ought against your brother, then you must go to him and get this thing right. Now, it's no use of you saying something ugly about your pastor, he or she, and then think you're going on to heaven anyhow. Amen. You got to repent that you have said something you shouldn't have said and go to your pastor or to your deacon or elder or to your sister or brother and get that thing right before you go to God. Amen. Oh, it's getting quiet now. Somebody said, well, minister, I've been in church for years and I've lived to get this old. Well, just keep on living, but by and by we're going to die. Amen. Amen. And then we're going to have to stand before Jesus.
Amen.
And all, I don't care how old we are, how long we've been in the church, we're going to have to stand before him and give an account of the deeds. No use of me saying now, Lord, did not teach in your name, did not preach in your name, did not do good deeds. And he going to say, if we haven't confessed, depart from me.
Yes.
Is that the word?
That's the word.
Amen.
Depart from me.
Yes.
And he's really saying, I know you not. Mm-hmm. You denied me and didn't confess your wrongness. Now, I'm denying you.
Jesus.
Amen. So therefore, we must do what God has called us to do. And grace about second chapter. God forbid. How shall we then, or dead to sin, live any longer therein? Somebody's saying, well, now I'm a Christian and whatever I do is right. When then we know we're wrong, but we're right anyway. I think that's a problem. Amen. I'm going to say it. With our president. He think everything he do or say is right. Even his cabinet and all of them are wrong. The Congress are wrong. What he said, right. Why? Because he wants to be the big leader of our country. Well, he is the leader. But I use this word, common sense.
That's right.
I don't care how much you know.
All right.
Or what position you may be serving in. Mm-hmm. There are times you go through life.
Glory.
You got to use some common sense.
Amen.
Amen. Because we can get off of the line thinking that we know more than we know.
That's right.
And I believe the Bible teaches us when we think we know it all, we know nothing to what we ought to know.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. So we need to be taught to do what God has commanded us. In my closing, know ye not that we were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. In the 6th chapter, in the 14th verse, in my closing. For what sin shall not have dominion? It has no dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. By grace, you are here. By grace, you're saved.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And by the power of God,
yes,
we are where we are today. Mm-hmm. Isn't God good?
Yes, he is.
Isn't God good?
Yes.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Some of you is a witness.
Yes.
When you were sick,
yes,
didn't he heal you?
Yes.
When you got up early this morning, you was in your right mind.
Yes.
You had clothes to hide your nakedness.
Yes.
You had food to go on your table. And if you didn't cook it, it was there. Amen. God blessed you with it. And didn't he, amen, start you on a new day? Nobody but God. Amen. And I'm here to leave with you, church. Keep your trust in Jesus. Live for him. Stand up for him. And tell the world that he's alive forevermore. He's alive forevermore. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, I know he is. He's alive. For he lives within me. I can move. Amen. I can walk. I can talk. Why? Because Jesus is alive inside of me. He keeps me. And I'm going to trust him until he says that is enough. And I want to, when he steps out on the cloud to judge this old sinful world, I'm going to be standing there facing him. Amen. And I'm going to be judged. If I did, you passed the wrong. I cannot say, Lord, forgive me. I'm not going to hear you. I want him to say, well done. Well done. Thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful just over a few things. Come on up higher now. And I'm going to make you rule. Church is a table there, and it's prepared. Amen. Somebody said, and I use this many times in our church, illustration. I want to meet mother there. I want to meet my father there. I do. I want to see all my sisters and brothers there. But one thing, I got to make sure. Did I be there?
Amen. Amen.
And if my sisters and brothers, mother and father, they live right, we will be together there. But when that gate swings open,
glory,
I want to march on in. May God bless you.
Yes.
May God ever keep you. And may this revival be a successful and a great revival, and somebody at the end of this revival can say, look, I've told the good news out in the streets, and now we have won a soul to Christ. I'm sitting down now. But you know, I hear so much, Sister Pastor, churches that I have been officiated with, and different events. I hear so much about fundraising. Do you hear that? Fundraising. Now, it's all right to talk about money. And we know it takes money for the church to really function. Is that right?
That's right.
We have to have money. But we should focus so much on money.
That's right. My Lord.
What we should be focusing on, winning souls.
That's right.
Jesus.
Now, you talk about money, there's no money going to walk through those doors.
Amen.
You got to get some souls.
That's right.
Some people in the church.
That's right.
And then we get people in there, they get converted.
That's right.
Sanctified and dedicated, they will realize their responsibility as being a child of God.
That's right.
And they will support the church.
That's right.
And the money will come.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
You won't have to worry about that.
That's right.
Just get the people in, get them saved.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
Jesus.
May God bless you, and may his blessings ever be upon you. It's my prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.